Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a scorcher out here, sports fans. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He hits it high. It's deep. And it's barehanded by a fan in the bleachers. Is he wearing swim trunks? Looks like his whole family's wearing bathing suits or shorts from Old Navy. The crowd's on its feet. That's what I call big league style.
Run to Old Navy right now for buy one, get one 50% off all shorts and swimwear for the family. Hurry in for buy one, get one 50% off all shorts and swimwear at Old Navy. Valid 526 through 529.
It's a scorcher out here, sports fans. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He hits it high. It's deep. And it's barehanded by a fan in the bleachers. Is he wearing swim trunks? Looks like his whole family's wearing bathing suits or shorts from Old Navy. The crowd's on its feet. That's what I call big league style.
Run to Old Navy right now for buy one, get one 50% off all shorts and swimwear for the family. Hurry in for buy one, get one 50% off all shorts and swimwear at Old Navy. Valid 526 through 529.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. CBS Chicago feels the same way. So visit CBSChicago.com and click on the sports tab for in-depth analysis and opinions from the people that know your teams the best. CBSChicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
Don't forget your coat!
Where's my earbuds?
Come on, let's go!
Let's go! That's already in the car!
For guides to family fun and activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got great tips and advice on where to go with your kids and your pets, too. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. Get ready to take the whole family out on the town.
Aw, that's a good boy. Good boy.
CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Are you looking for some great ways to better experience your city? Then check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from great local restaurants to dine at to amazing places to take the entire family on a weekend. Get the lowdown on the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Supply.
The Blackhawks are down 3-2. They're now faced with a do-or-die Game 6. We're analyzing this crucial game right here, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola.
Just had a great luncheon the other day with Coach Tom Moore, the football coach with the Cardinals now. And Coach Moore talked to me about the way football teams beat others. He talked about process primarily. And he talked about breaking the other team's will through repetition of fundamentals and technique, and I absolutely loved when he told me that.
Yeah, it's Cubs manager Joe Madden with Spiegel and Goff this morning talking about the process. Uh-oh. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. I heard that, Terry. I got a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Joe Madden's got a process to work through. Well, hopefully the process works out tonight at Wrigley. Kyle Hendricks faces Jordan Zimmermann. First pitch at 6:05. White Sox coming off a 6-0 loss yesterday in Toronto. Tonight, John Danks opposes R.A. Dickey. Pregame here on the station starts at 5:30. On to hockey, and the Blackhawks, they host the Ducks tomorrow night in a potential elimination game. Game 6 puck drops at 7 at the UC. Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6 tonight in Tampa. The Lightning lead 3-2. So we're just two wins away from a Lightning and Anaheim Ducks final. Enjoy. The Bears released defensive end Ray McDonald after he was arrested on, believe it or not, domestic abuse charges. And the latest on the Bulls, the organization will not fire Tom Thibodeau until all the open jobs are filled. And, of course, a tip from his contract, and I wouldn't either. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join Team One Step and run the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step benefits children's oncology services. There are a limited number of guaranteed entries, so sign up now at teamonestep.org. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score, that's tonight, 5:30, Sox and Blue Jays on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Absolutely massacred. Soler.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man. All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Madison Russell.
Gone! Three-run homer. The first of Chris Bryant's career.
Lynn Casper.
To infinity and beyond.
What's that from?
Star Wars.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:04 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. It is indeed time to talk some baseball.
So we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter, at Len Casper, and he is right here with us on The Score. Hello, Len.
Hey, guys. Nice night tonight. Looks like the rain is gone. It's going to be humid, but should be a good night for baseball.
Looks like there's another very thin line of thunderstorms that are going to blow through maybe in an hour and a half, but I don't think it's going to prevent the start of the game, just looking at the radar right now. So be ready for that.
You never know with the weather here, but hopefully you're wrong.
Well, you know what, Len? He does this everywhere. They talk about me because I can't find places. You know, even though I have Jeep, you know, I have all this stuff, I still can. This guy.
What?
This guy sits there with the radar all day on Fridays when we're out. He's looking at every storm in the country.
I'm just looking at a line of storms out to the west.
There's something wrong with you. Just tell Len there's something wrong with you.
All I know is the Wells Park Baseball Association canceled the 5:30 start because of this line of storms. I'm just saying. I just got the email saying that they think it's going to rain at around 5:30.
I don't care.
When we were in Cincinnati, and this is how Twitter works, I love it. It rained all day on a Saturday, and we ended up not playing at all. And they kept kind of saying, we're going to, you know, give you an update at 2 o'clock, then at 2:30, then at 3, then and then by 5:30 they canceled the game. And I said, it's raining in Cincinnati. And I got all these tweets back that said, no, it's not. And I said, well, yeah, it is. And they said, no, here's the radar. I'm 45 minutes away, and I'm coming to the game, and it's not raining there. And I said, but I'm looking at it raining. So I'm a technology guy. I'm definitely a sabermetrician, and I like to look at all the numbers. But I'm also kind of a realist, and if I'm standing somewhere and it's raining on me, I generally think that it's raining. That's where the eyes don't lie. You know, the eyes can lie in terms of baseball scouting, but I think when it comes to rain, they don't.
Joe Maddon said something interesting, making his usual appearance with Spiegel and Goff, as he does every Tuesday around noon, and just talking about the scoring drought and saying the home run reliant offenses are always going to sort of be this kind of all or nothing thing. Are you getting guys on base? And there's a lot of strikeouts and a lot of home run reliance. And he said, that's who we are. So at this point, if he knows that, if everybody knows that, what do you do? How do you maximize that if indeed you agree with him and that's who they are?
Well, I think you do try to talk about situational hitting as much as you can without fundamentally changing who guys are. With runner at second, you know, the Cubs don't have any sack bunts from their pitchers, which is just kind of an anomaly. They don't try it a lot. Generally, Joe believes, you know, I don't want to give up an out. I want to try to maximize our opportunities here. But when you do that with Soler and Bryant and even Rizzo, you're going to have guys who will take a called third with the bases loaded and one out. You're going to have guys who are going to swing and miss at a slider in the dirt in that situation. So I think it's just trying to talk to the kids about, you know, slowing the heart rate. Don't go out of your zone. If you take a called third, I'm fine with that if you thought it was ball four, but don't swing at the pitch 2 feet out of the strike zone. And I think that's the one thing they're pounding home is, if you're not hitting home runs And even if guys like Rizzo go through a 1-for-14, if they can sprinkle in 4 or 5 walks, they're still helping the team. So I agree with Joe that's we knew that's the type of profile of hitter that the Cubs went after, guys who are patient and guys who hit for power. And you're going to get days where you can't come up with a run because you don't hit the ball out of the ballpark.
You know, Lenny, I must admit that I understand that. I understand most of the runs lately have been provided by home runs, but I sort of look at the Cubs in a bigger picture than that and figure out, you know, I'm not really zeroed in on this year worrying about everything about it. You know, I just look at it and I say, well, what this is going to be in a couple of years is really special. I'm not saying that I've given up, not given up, but not so worried about it, I guess is what I'm saying, that when I see some of this stuff, because this team